really selfless? When we act selflessly, we are feeding our own desires instead of serving someone else. We must examine our relationships carefully to discover where we are really directing our energies. Are we concerned about another person's welfare? Are we interested in that individual beyond superficial appearances? Is our focus spiritual? Or are we just intoxicated with our own importance, seeking first and foremost to feel good about ourselves? What is most important in a loving relationship is the quality of our caretaking on behalf of the Lord, not the benefits we gain. Whenever we view ourselves as caretakers, we dedicate our actions to the Supreme Lord. We are concerned, yet we do not see the other person merely as an extension of ourselves. We make every effort to give that particular soul the best we have to offer. Of course, our best includes fulfilling our material responsibilities, but that is only the beginning. We must also give the other person what really matters, which is love, understanding, and spirituality. We should lovingly offer support and encouragement to our spouse and raise our children to be God-conscious, teaching them that they belong to God. That is why a marriage requires a strong spiritual foundation. A marriage based on self-centeredness, economic security, or social convenience will very likely bring unhappiness. Such factors are transitory. The economic or social situations may change. The partner's attitudes may evolve. And all the reasons for forming the union in the first place may suddenly evaporate. When those elements are no longer important, nothing is left.